Welcome back to the second part of the Bryden's Day one-shot, where we're playing the Crucible of Aether TTRPG. In our first part, Mo, Jory, and Scrumfrus participated in the celebration of Bryden's Day, where they make tools and physical objects to worship Bryden the Smith and decide who will brave the snows to try and get food, so everyone trapped in this abbey can survive the winter. And we come to the end of the evening, where everybody has had a meager meal, and the head abbot, Urzik, is still working outside on some aspect of his worship of the smith on this holiday. And the rest of you are preparing yourselves mentally and physically for a journey into the wilderness tomorrow. What would you all like to do?
What kind of things are there to do in a drafty old library?
Well, there are books, and we actually have a downtime system for books that you can use to train your skills. You could...
Ooh.
Yes. So there's a couple of books specifically in the library that you could use if you wanted to spend some time reading to distract yourselves. You might also try and get some training from somebody here that you think might have a little bit higher level in a skill that you have that they could help train you in a little bit of downtime to get better at something. Also, I wanted to ask everybody, we've done a bunch of skill checks. Could you check and make sure that you have gotten, whether you've gotten enough XP in any of your skills to rank them up?
No.
All right.
Nope.
I'm kind of thinking that no.
Okay.
I think he's just going to go and find a spot next to the fire and actually just get some good sleep in.
That's awesome.
Not what we asked.
Everybody else, what would you like to do?
Just trying to think what would be the best option to do.
What you think Jory might get up to?
Well, as a performer, probably... I mean, performance is already a 47, so... it's not the best it could be, but it's high enough that it wouldn't need so much as something else would to be... I don't know. Maybe... something along the lines of survival-wise, if we're going out into the, or medical. Maybe medical. Yeah, just in case, you know, just the idea of being stuck out there all that time, it's, precautionary.
Okay. There is actually in the library a copy of a book called Valeria the Sandwalker's Mysteries of Anatomy. If you want to spend the evening, training that up, what you can do is roll 1d6 plus your intelligence modifier, and that will increase your rank in the medicine skill. And that is how...
Six?
Awesome. Yeah, six plus your intelligence modifier.
One, so seven.
Yes. So your rank increases in medicine by seven, and that also means that you are 7 out of 20 to leveling up your character. It is a very good thing in this game to be well-read. Books like...
That's now a 39.
I made the right choice then.
So books like Valeria the Sandwalker's Mysteries of Anatomy are books that we have in the game, and you can use them to train your skills up to a certain level. This book can train a skill up to rank 35. So if you wanted to pilfer that book... you might be able to make a check to do so and have that in the future.
Ooh. What would I need to roll? What would you want? Stealth? Deception?
This would be pickpocketing. To try and subtly get it into your bag without anybody noticing or to sort of hide where it was missing on the shelf. This is going to be pickpocketing plus 30.
Oh, plus 30. So that makes it a 62. Eh, why not? And that's a 34.
All right, 3 XP in pickpocketing. Now, Mo, what do you think you get up to this evening?
Sorry, what?
I was just saying, Jay, what do you think your character would get up to this evening?
Sorry, I was reading a message from Matt. It was thoroughly distracting. Christ.
Hey, don't blame me for this.
I think I do, actually. I think that Mo would probably have taken Bernie's warning, essentially, to heart about the predators. Because he's not too worried about, like, mountains and gullies. He's a moth person. He can fly, I think.
No, not quite.
Never mind. he's still more concerned about the predators.
He just thinks he can fly.
Yeah, I believe.
fly right up to the sky.
So he's just going to do some target practice with his short bow.
All right. I'm going to say that this isn't quite training, but I'm going to say that you're going to be able to make a... I'm going to say 2 archery checks plus 10 to sort of talk about your taking some time to practice. So go ahead and roll those up.
Okay, so that's 2d100s. Oh, that second one's
okay. So I mentioned that they were plus 10, so you get a total of 6 XP in archery. Go ahead and mark that down from those 2 checks. You failed one and succeeded the other.
Nice.
Yeah, and also, Scrumpus, I wanted to circle back around with you if you wanted to get anything, or if I might give you a little bit of a bonus tomorrow to a check for getting especially well rested.
He made his choice. Yeah.
Okay.
He made his choice. We're just going to go for the well-rested check.
Yeah, I'm going to say that at some point tomorrow you're going to get a plus 10 to a check of your choice because you took some time to get a decent night's rest. And as you all settle down for the night, they put the 3 of you up in that drafty library. Actually, it doesn't seem to be drafty at all tonight because Urzek has not banked the fire. The forge is still roaring, and you hear... late into the night, the drums thrumming as he continues his work. And eventually, they stop. And you wake up just before dawn as the cold has started to creep in, frost on the windows. And it's quiet. Do you all want to get up first or wait until other people are up on this day where you're going to make this journey?
Well, the early bird catches the worm. Might as well get up.
All right. Jory, you get up, and as you're going about, once you're out of the library, hear somebody working in the hall, or sorry, in the yard, the forge yard, outside, but you see nobody else is up yet.
And they... I can go and have a little peeky weeky around the corner, methinks.
A peeky weeky with your beaky beaky.
If it fails, it's just the fact that there's a bin sticking around the corner and nothing else.
Yeah, so are you looking at the outside at the forge or towards the other bedrooms, the dormitory area? Where everybody else is.
Wherever someone... You say where someone's working.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I'm going to say...
I'm going to have a...
This is going to be a perception check plus 20 to look outside and observe while being unobserved.
So that'd be a 52 to beat. And that's a 42.
All right. So that's going to be 4 XP in perception. And what you see is Urzek is still up and about, and he's still wearing the sweat-drenched vestments that he was yesterday. He seems haggard, even more so than he was last night when you last saw him before going to bed. There's still coals on the fire, and he's loading up a pack with all manner of items and bits and bobs. That he seems to be getting ready for the journey. And it doesn't seem as though he slept last night.
Huh. Well, seeing that, I'll make myself, my presence known. But you didn't sleep a wink then, by the look of it. You look terrible.
He starts a little bit because he was so focused on what he was doing. Yes, it is the duty of a head abbot, even in an acting capacity as I am, to hold vigil throughout the night of Bryden's Day, to honor the smith and his work. We make something in solitude and secret to honor his forging of the sword litany. The one that defeated the great dragon Grell, and he starts going off on the whole shebang in the way of somebody who that is their life and their special focus, and he has also very obviously not slept or ate in a while.
Oh, he isn't going insane, he's just autistic.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, so am I. Whilst he starts going off, Jory very like just quietly just starts to back up and back inside. Hopefully doesn't get realized that he's just stopped paying attention like halfway through.
Oh, at this point he's like maintaining the distance that you have in the conversation and just following you. Shit. Yes. And what are the other two of you doing?
Can we dose him with NyQuil somehow?
Just chloroform him from behind. Just fucking go to sleep.
What would we be doing? I think we're pretty prepped.
Somebody please help me. Either of you two bastards.
Compass is still sleeping. What are you talking about?
So, since this quest is so important, Erzik, have you decided who will be joining you?
Ah, yes, you're awake. Yes, we shall judge it momentarily when everyone is up that we might decide who has failed the smith and may be able to atone by saving everyone's lives.
Right, bird boy, you should probably go kick the wolf then.
I don't know about kicking him, to be quite frankly with you, but I certainly get a long stick and poke him. I've had a brother of mine lose an arm to a wolf boy like that.
What was he poking him with?
With his finger. My dear, if you're having such a dirty mind like that, then, oh my good God, you have definitely failed the smith. Hasn't it? Yes.
I don't think the smith requires celibacy, but we'll see. My people aren't particularly devout worshippers of him. I am going to go find dear Jeremiah.
Yeah, at this point, Erzak starts playing the drums. And even in the, you know, pre-dawn light here, everybody rolls out of bed, and you might be able to take Jeremiah to the side for a moment, Mo, if you would like.
I would like to. Okay, what did you actually get done? Did you make anything at all yesterday?
He puts a finger to his lips for a moment and says, why, yes, I did. Mum's the word, and he shows you a little wooden statuette that he very obviously did not make because it is like fully stained and finished of a religious figure to Gallidianism, another religion that he very obviously like either had on his person or stole from somewhere.
Okay, I know I'm going to do corrupt shit, but firstly, he worships the smith and makes shit every single day of his life. He's going to know that that is not what you made. However, did you steal that from anyone here? Might be the more pertinent question.
Why? No, no, it is a family heirloom. I just supposed that I might be able to pass it off. He seems quite distracted at the moment.
Fuck, you might have a point there. Okay, just, like, show it to him extremely briefly, and if he seems suspicious, start asking him about his god or some shit, and ramble on about that instead.
Yes,
Do you know if Rhett has anything?
Oh.
To show?
Rhett is quite the little craftsman. He's got all manner of skills. He was a wonderful hire.
Excellent, good.
Yeah, so you are all called again to this cramped little kitchen with stools and armchairs and little desk chairs, any manner of things that everybody has a place to sit. And I'm going to start with Rhett. First presents a full frying pan that he made yesterday, cast iron frying pan, that he was able to make the mold of and pour start to finish yesterday. Surprising set of skills the man has, and gains the approval of Urzek, who claps him on the back in a way that, like, Rhett fully takes two steps forward, but, you know, hauls the heavy little frying pan over to the oven where he sets out to season it. And seems very happy that he's not going to have to go into the snow. Which of you might want to present next?
Look at my sled. My sled is amazing.
And he takes one look at your sled and locks eyes with you, and there are massive bags under his eyes. He is not looking well. And says, judging by the decision you made to make this, I take it you wish to join us on this journey?
Well, it's better than staying here, freezing and starving.
You honor the smith with your sacrifice. Thank you. Thank you. And he takes your hand in both of his for a moment, and it's like an extra beat too long that he seems to, like, be praying over your hand before he lets it go and moves to the next person.
Oh, yeah. I'll just show him the same. I'll show him a slightly better sled.
He takes...
It's not better. It's not pleasing. Metal.
It takes 10 more kilograms than yours does, Wolf Joy.
Try doing it again at a metal. I dare you.
Yeah, he takes a look at the sled, a look at you, a look back at the sled, a look at you again, and he says, why, thank you. You've done quite well. And doesn't go nearly as intense with the admonitions as he did for Scrumpus. It seems he may have overheard something before.
The little detail.
Yes, and Mo, would you like to go before or after Jeremiah?
I'm going to go after, because I want to see if he gets called on the bullshit.
Is there a way to make his gift seem even worse with the performance so he does get picked?
I'm going to say that it would...
I'm going to actively go
against. It would have to be an arts check to interfere with the object itself in some way, to, like, scuff it or something like that, that he gets picked along with you.
32. What about, is there a way of using deception at all or anything like that to kind of...
If you wanted to say something, you absolutely could use deception, but I'm just saying that to try and interfere with the object itself, I'm going to say would be arts.
Because, Jay, I know you're actively trying to help him not go, and I'm just trying to actively...
Do you want to have to... I made a deal, I must honor it. Also, he's going to get reduced to bug splat. You have poor Rhett unemployed.
Yes, but don't you think about it. We could use him as bait.
You can't look down on him for being a pawn, so you are one too.
I didn't say it isn't about being a ponce. It's just more about who's the bigger bastard.
Biggest bastard USA.
What would I need to roll if I'm going to try and say something to the other? Like, that's clearly not been made by him, you know, make it even more obvious.
I'm going to say that it would be... I'm going to say that this would present a penalty to his check to try and present this. Jay, if you wanted to do something else, you might be able to intervene if you would like.
I'm going to wait and see what happens. I will speak after he presents it, regardless.
Okay. So I'm going to say, I'm going to roll in front of the table for this. Don't normally do this, but I like the storytelling moment here. Where the way these bonuses work out, his deception versus Urzek's investigation. Urzek, like we've established, has not slept in a little while, so he's got some minuses there. He is going to have to roll better than a 73 to successfully pass off this previously carved little statuette as something that he made yesterday. And I'm going to roll that in front of the board. 18. So he successfully passes it off, and Urzek looks it over, compliments it once or twice, and says, "Thank you. Thank you for creating such a beautiful little piece. I don't worship the faceless angels myself, but I honor your faith." And he hands it back. And Mo, you're up.
Mo will... I think Mo's been wearing the shitty ring. He's going to slide off his finger and show it to him.
And Urzek goes, "Yes, yes, this is quite well done. Are you trying to pass it off here? Or
the finest, yeah. It just is the finest ruby ring."
Yeah, I'm going to say this is a deception check.
Oh no, Mo's being a little shit. He tried to deceive no one.
Oh,
he wants him to
got
know.
Got it.
Remember, he was paid to throw this competition.
Yes,
so he's going to throw it.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so Urzek is going to say, "It is... excellent, good, you put in a lot of effort into this ring, and that must be applauded. However, I feel as though the smith was not shining on your efforts here. Here, have it back." And he, like, between two fingers, as daintily as he can to, like, not have this piece of poor craftsmanship touch him, is going to put it back, like, push away your hand. And he takes a moment and puts both hands on his knees and leans forward, making eye contact with you all again, and says, "I understand that all of you have put effort into honoring the smith, and it warms my heart that you have done this. And unfortunate though it is, I am glad that we were able to have a moment together and honor the holiday. But we must part, and as head abbot, I must ask Mo for you to join me in this journey. And Scrumptious and Jory, I understand you wish to volunteer and help bring all of us to safety. Do you wish to come with me?"
"Might as well.
Scrumpus, feeling like he's won the competition, very, very smugly says yes.
Teacher's pet.
Through the snow, here we go, possibly into our deepest woe.
If he keeps doing that, I'm going to shove his sled down his throat. Mind helping with that, dog boy?
Don't worry, I'll take a hanky for you to eat when you get peckish.
Erzek looks at you, Jory, and says, perhaps we do not do our best to attract the attention of predators on the road. Silence might be a better companion.
You picked the wrong adventure.
Yeah, kind of an ill fit, but okay.
He takes a moment and puts a hand over his heart, and you hear something about "May the Smith guide me" under his breath. As he slings this, like, almost overloaded backpack with, like, a shield and a hammer and bits and bobs and tools and pots and pans hanging off of it, and gestures for the rest of you to join him on this journey. You set off into the snow, the sun rising to your backs as you set off into the west, crunching through snow that goes up past your knees. And in the first few hours, you make it a mile or two, maybe three down the road. It's a fairly clear path through the trees, but it takes time. Even with, if you would like, putting things on the sleds, it's a trudge, it's a slog. Is mostly quiet. Occasionally, Erzek will play the drums quietly to keep your spirits up, keep your pace up. It's quiet up until you hear a crashing and a crackling at about midday. And then something tearing and a howl. What would you all like to do? As these sounds echo through the woods.
This is one of yours.
Let's sniff the air.
Yeah. I'm going to say that that is going to be a perception check plus 10 with a plus 10 bonus from your Keanosin origin. So this is going to be perception plus 20.
That's what I was going for, a Lupin's Hunter here.
Yep.
Perception checks involving scent. I'm going to sniff the air, see if I can determine the source and what have you. I rolled a 90. That is a bad roll.
Yeah, that is a failure. You still gain 1 XP in perception. You can't smell anything right now, but I'm going to say you know that the wind is blowing from the south. So if there was anything on the wind, you can't smell it coming from the south.
All right, so... Well... It's definitely not coming from below us.
What would you all like to do as Scrumpus is taking a moment to smell the wind?
I'm going to load up my bow.
I'll pull my dagger out and keep a watchful eye around. I'm wondering, if it's a predator nearby, can I... is there some sort of... performance thing I could do to make it sound like we're a bigger threat?
Yes, I would absolutely allow that to be performance. If you wanted to do a survival check, the difficulty might be a little bit lower, but I would say that that would be a performance check plus 0 to try and imitate a bear or something nastier.
A 47. I'll just turn to the group and go, well, what do you think? Is it worth it? Give it a go or not?
Erzek is definitely hesitant to take his feet off the road and away from your quest.
Scrumpus draws his sword and his parrying dagger and says to Jory?
Yes.
Yeah. Says to Jory, I'd really rather just get in a fight than watch you embarrass yourself.
Oh, but in that case, I'm going to do it anyway. And it's a 12.
All right.
Perfectly pull it off and stick my finger up at him.
So you get... what did I say the difficulty of that was again? Plus 20? Or...
No, you said zero.
Yeah, sorry. 6 XP in performance. Go ahead and mark that down. I know you've gotten some performance checks earlier, so double check and make sure you haven't ranked it up.
It's only to 9.
How much does it to rank up again?
It is the rank. The XP required is the rank in the skill. So if you have 10 rank in 10 in a skill, you need 10 XP to rank it up. Yeah, so you try for some sort of animal, and it ends up being a mashup of like dog, cat sort of thing. Doesn't sound like anything that would be particularly intimidating as it echoes through the snow here, but you have also probably lost any element of surprise you might had. What would the rest of you like to do?
Investigate. I'm going to head off in the direction of the... Is there... You said it was a crackling noise, yeah?
A crackling noise and a howl that you heard off the path.
All right, yeah, I'm going to head in the direction of the noise with a... giving it a low growl as I go.
All right. Jay, what do you think Mo would do here?
See, there's not really... Mo is not a person made for wilderness in any way, shape, or form. All the shit he can do is, like, business and like scamming people.
Just gonna stomp off and leave it to me.
Is there a bit of like high ground near us so I can at least get like a view of something without having to be close to it?
Yeah, actually the north of the road that you're on slopes down into a gully nearby, so you could absolutely approach and try and have the high ground.
Yeah, I'm going to be an Obi-Wan here.
All right. I'm going to say, Cap, Scrumfist, do you want to approach unseen, or do you want to try and, get a sense of what's ahead of you before you get closer?
Scrumfist believes that the bird is already... took away any sort of chance of him sneaking up on whatever is there, so he's going to go in. All guns blazing, or swords blazing, as it is in this one.
All right.
And whatever's there, he's going to at least, even if he's not going to kill it, he's going to at least try and scale it.
Okay. So, you go trudging through the woods. The two of you and Urzek is definitely bringing up the rear. Jory, what do you think you're going to do as you fail this attempt at intimidation for what is unseen?
Wait, what? I thought I'd succeeded.
Oh, sorry, yeah, no, you absolutely succeeded. What am I talking about? You succeeded and, I apologize, yes, you absolutely succeeded and, it has gone quiet in the woods ahead of you. What would you like to do as the other two have broken off and approaching?
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's been spooked off. We should probably just get going, should we not? After all, it's getting quite late, and we do need to get some food, do we not?
Well, I'm already away checking it to see if it's still there, so I'm not going to answer you.
Never mind, then.
Getting ambushed while we're looking for food would be bad.
We could always try and eat whatever it is.
Fair enough.
I mean, I might already be chewing on it just now. You never know.
No, bad wolf, put it down. Down. Drop it.
Yeah, so I'm going to say... Scrumfus, you're going to get the first shot at seeing what's here. So you come down and there's a gully lined with icy slopes and fallen trees. And in the center, there's a downed deer. And you're able to see one wolf that is crouched on the end of the clearing, apparently scared away from their kill. And you get the sense there might be some others close by, because wolves almost always hunt in packs. And as you come up closer, what might you want to do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go in there. I'm going to
Scrumfuss, hear me out here, and apologies if this is insensitive.
Right.
If you got on all fours and barked at that thing.
You see, Scrumfuss was going to run in there, and Scrumfuss runs in, okay. He positions himself over the wounded deer and lets out his own howl.
Okay. I'm gonna say that this is going to be command or taming, as if you want to just intimidate or scare them, or if you want to try and convince them to see you as kind of part of the pack.
All right, what would that be, part of the pack?
Taming would be trying to get them taming. To be part of the pack.
Trying to find that in the sheet here. Taming. All right, under labor. Here we go. Now, you know what, I'm thinking that probably just, yeah, convincing them that to go away. Convincing them, this is not the fight you want. I'm going to be holding the sword and the dagger up high, howling loudly over what should have been their kill.
Awesome. And I'm going to say this is going to be a command check plus 10.
All right, so 158 or lower.
Yes, and we're going to keep track of over successes here because they could be important.
All right, they're not actually put off by my howl.
You still,
at all.
You still get one XP in command, as you see the one wolf that you can see has sort of snapped out of their trepidation and now sees that there is something living between them and their dinner. And you see a few more wolves nose their snouts out of the bushes nearby. They are now quite intent on eating the deer that you have there. Mo and Jory, what would you like to do as you sort of start catching up? And Erzek is definitely bringing up the rear here.
I mean, wolf meat is very gamey.
And can I cut the deer in half? Can I just take half of the deer and run away and leave them to the other half?
The negotiator.
I mean, it's quite a thing to affect. I mean, not field dress a deer, but to cut a deer in half. I would say that this is going to be a one-handed check to just sort of hack at it that is going to be a little bit more difficult, or a survival check to try and cut in the right places and get a significant amount of the deer.
All right, survival. Where's my survival skill in this? All right, survival. We've got a 37 on there. My one-handed check would be 46. That's a lot better, actually. Any bonuses on a one-handed check with my sword?
If you wanted to, this is not combat time, but in combat there's a stance called aggressive stance where you gain a bonus to hit, but you are more vulnerable. So basically if you put your all into hacking away at the deer and don't necessarily keep yourself ready if they decided to charge you, you could get a little bit of a bonus. Would you like to try that?
So get myself ready if they charge me?
No. I'm saying if you wanted to sort of let your guard down to really hack at the deer, you could get a little bit of a bonus, but you would be a little bit more vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. Full focus. Hacking the deer.
All right.
Let's cut it in half.
Yeah, so this is going to be a one-handed check plus I'm going to say plus 20. Go ahead and roll it, and then roll damage, and you want to roll as much damage as possible.
Okay, I'm rolling really high today, so that was an unsuccessful attack. I have just killed the deer, but I haven't cut any pieces off of it yet.
Yeah, yeah. So one XP in one-handed. The deer was dead, but you got in and you started hacking away, but it's a full-size animal, and you are not able to get anything off of it yet. And the wolves, seeing what you're doing, interfering with their kill, come closer. And the other two of you are going to have one opportunity to do something, whether it's a check or something like that, to handle this before that we might go into combat time.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Can I try another performance to scare some more off?
Yes, absolutely. This is going to be, they're a little bit more motivated now because somebody is between them and their kill. This is going to be a performance check minus 10 to try and imitate something. You know.
Oh, that only makes it a 37.
But you would get more XP.
Yeah. What else can I do, eh? Sod it. That's a all terrible right. thing.
Still 83. 1 XP in performance, as they are not distracted from their focus.
Yeah. At least you've drawn attention to yourself, though. It's not just me that's looking at them now.
And I'm doing just fine.
I'm a bird person. Can I fly away?
No. No. All of the people in the game are just a little bit animalistic. The bird people and the bug people do not have wings and cannot move as though flying unless they have an ability that allows them to do that. So you aren't quite able to successfully imitate something intimidating. Mo, what would you like to do? As these wolves snarl and crawl closer.
I mean, we're going to be fighting them, right?
Well, we're not Mo's in combat not yet.
True, but Mo's not... Again, Mo is a city slicker. He's not intimidating. He's a moth. He's a widow guy. A silly widow wabbit. If you will. I mean, the only thing I can do is shoot them. It seems like we're kind of trying to avoid doing that.
I get the feeling unless my choice is to run away in the next... after you've got this chance to react, I don't think there's going to be any chance that we're not in combat here.
And are we running away?
Wolf for the kill. Let them eat their fill.
Yeah, we can't take the... Like, the wolf meat will be shit, and we can't take it anyway because we're going to the town, and it won't last until we get back.
So you're just going to shout retreat?
Like, day's journey. Yeah. I don't feel like venison anyway. Let's go. That weird priest is probably fucked off down the road.
Oh no, he's fully carrying like 30 kilos worth of stuff and trudging through the snow behind you. He's trying to catch up, but definitely at a handicap at the moment.
Yeah,
all right, Scrumfist concedes. He may have jumped into this a bit hastily, not realizing what he's done, and decides, "Yep, this is probably a good idea to stop this particular course of action and back the hell off."
All right, I'm going to say, if you wanted to try to, communicate to them in some way that you're backing away from the confrontation, you could do a survival check here. I'm going to say survival plus 20. Taming. Survival or taming to try and communicate that.
Yeah, let's just go to survival then. I'm not really interested in making friends with these guys.
Okay.
Try and get better than a 47 this time. And no, my rolls have been terrible. That's
still 1 XP for the failure, as you see that most of the wolves, and another half dozen come out of the trees as you back away. Most of the wolves seem intent on the deer.
That was a favored skill. Does that mean anything?
If you get enough to rank up, it ranks up more quickly. So if you get XP to rank up, you will roll two dice and then take the higher of the two for your rank up amount.
Fine.
You get the sense, though, that there are some wolves in the pack that saw you back down from a confrontation and are eyeing you hungrily, even though the pack has already taken something to eat. Yeah, you all back off, I guess, head back to the road and keep going.
All right, I'm going to give a nose to the wind, try and make sure that these wolves don't decide to follow us.
Absolutely.
Poor little puppy, you didn't get lucky.
Urzek groans as you head back to the road and make your journey at another dozen miles, trudging through the snow before making camp. Urzek sets a fire, melts a little bit of a shelter for you from the wind, sets up a little tent, some dried beef for all of you, a little bit of soup, some leftover bread, in the quiet dark of the night, before you set out again and again, two more days with just evergreen trees, bare branches, and snow. The cold is seeping in. The hills are getting a little tougher, a little higher. Scrumphus, go ahead and make a perception check plus 20 for me.
All right, we're looking for perception plus 20, so that's what...
And this is scent-based, so you're going to get an extra.
Oh, plus 20, plus 10. So we're looking for 58. And we're at 75.
Still, 1 XP in perception. You don't smell anything on the wind. As you make your way another day through the snow... You're
keeping the old nose out, though.
Yeah.
Keeping it out.
Yeah. You're...
Just in case. Not smelled anything yet.
Your supplies are starting to run low, as you knew they would. And the last day, Urzek says, as you walk with the dawn light coming to your back, last day, one more day, and we will make it to Friedberg.
I think we're probably going to need to find food a lot sooner than that.
Urzek...
Could probably go a day or two, but...
Urzek has a gleam to his eyes, and he says, "No, no, we will make it before dusk tonight." Everybody make a survival check plus 20 for me.
Come on. I've not rolled under 50 yet.
I make that.
Let's do it.
Oh, I get it.
And I rolled a 97. What the?
Everybody who passed it gets 4 XP in survival. Those of you who do not get 1. What you all notice with that successful survival check are wolf tracks crossing the road. Several times.
So, one of them points out to me, I guess.
Yeah. In front of you is Wolf.
Wolf boy. Wolf boy, your friends have followed us.
They're in front. Are they heading to the town, perhaps?
They're
following. It would be behind.
So I'm going to say, especially because both of you had, I think, at least one over success, wolves will frequently circle their prey.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, Scrumphus, or whatever your name is. You did have to piss them off, didn't you? Why could you not have just left their bloody deer alone? And we would have been fine.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was until I got there.
Clearly.
Well, from what I know of wolves, from the library's contents, they have two ways they deal with prey. One, simple chase down for rabbits and small prey, which we aren't. And second is circling, and then trying to make one of us break. Whoever breaks first and attempts to flee dies. But if we keep together, they can't really do fuck all.
Now, you see, I did tell you we should have brought the other merchant.
Do you think he wouldn't have immediately... actually, that's exactly the point. We can't feed merchants to the wolves.
Less competition for you, though, isn't it?
I mean, if they get a taste or moth, it'll be worse.
For you?
Perhaps they'd like a nice turkey.
How very dare you! My grandfather was a turkey relation.
We can tell.
Alright. So you, at this point, kind of have a little bit of a dilemma. Do you want to try and make a run for the town? Or do something else?
I don't know how much... I don't know much about each of the different species, but I can tell you that I cannot outrun a wolf in the slightest, and I doubt any of you can. Then. Neither can you, unless you're part roadrunner.
Shall we set a trap for the wolves?
I mean, if you think we have the time for that. I was thinking more circle up and walk slow, keep an eye out, and don't act like prey. But you know more about wolves than me.
What kind of traps can you do, then?
Right. Well, we're in the sort of forest area, right?
Yep.
One thing we do know is that wolves can't climb trees.
Are you suggesting we all climb a tree?
Yes. I'm suggesting that we dig small holes at the bases of our tree with spikes in them, and then we climb them and let the wolves try and fall into them. Proper Looney Tunes number here. Or
God, I've never heard anything.
We take your stupid looking sled. We take a rope and we hang the sled from the tree and we drop it on them like an anvil.
I don't think it's heavy enough to do that.
Okay, we can paint a black spot on the floor here. And the wolves will fall into it like a hole.
I apologize. And, I gotta step away for a moment. I will be right back.
No problem.
I think that only works if you have Dory stand in front of it and go meep meep.
Meep meep.
I think either way, I do believe we're fucked.
Can we give them a brochure for acne, perhaps?
Yes, did anyone craft TNT? That.
Dynamite. Honestly, I don't know what we should do. Should we fight or should we just kind of carry on?
Not a metagame, but this game's sort of like avoiding combat-y a little bit. So I think if we just like don't fuck up, we'll be fine.
What, you say run for it?
I say like just walk, and if they come at us, attack them. If we run, then wolves will fuck you up.
Right, stick together, strong defensive positions.
Like muskox, have you ever seen those get?
You'll very balls? Soon realize the determination of two wolves inside of you if you fuck it up.
Well, only a scrap of joins in.
And if the worst comes to the worst, we can climb a tree.
What is it with you and trees, my dear sir?
I mean, they're around. They are a resource.
God forbid you find a fire hydrant. I'm trying to stay in character, but I don't know what to fucking say.
Well, Jay suggested defensive positions. Stick together, yeah. Walk on. Yeah. I've suggested a number of different ridiculous trap situations.
And I've laughed at all of them.
We could feed the bird to them.
How about no?
We could.
I'd rather you don't try and feed me to any birds.
I think I have some rosemary and lemon here.
Where on earth did you find that?
I have 11 spices.
I'm about to be turned into fucking KFC.
All right, I'm back. And at this point, Urzek steps in and says, "We are a mere few hours away from town, and I don't know that our supplies would last another day or two. For that matter, the people back at the Abbey are surely running short of food."
Fine.
Oh, yes.
We'll just walk on then. Everybody, keep your eyes open. Your nostrils to the air.
I don't have nostrils, I'm a bird.
Birds have nostrils.
Ah, but they don't have very good ones.
Look. It was kind of a turn of phrase, just... I was about to say stay frosty there, but it's too cold for that kind of language. Just keep alert. We'll walk on as defensively as possible, and we'll only fight if we need to. And if worse comes to worse, we'll climb a tree.
Fair enough.
Onwards we go then.
All right, you continue on your way, making it to one peak after another, hills and valleys. And then towards the afternoon, you see smoke on the horizon as you crest another hill, and the town is close.
The town's in sight.
But in this valley ahead of you, it seems as though there's been a landslide or an avalanche of some kind, and the ground is rough and broken, and you hear a howl on the wind. What would you all like to do?
What was that?
In the valley ahead of you, it seems as though there's been some sort of landslide or avalanche. The ground is broken and rough and tough going, and you hear a howl on the wind. What would you all like to do?
I mean,
Mo is gonna hop up to some high ground, like get a little vantage point on top of some of the fallen rocks.
How is this hampering our journey?
Well, mechanically, you would be traveling through rough terrain, so half speed, effectively.
Yeah, rough terrain affects wolves as much as it affects us. We can crack on.
Oh, could we wedge a branch into some of the loose rocks and then send them down on them if they come after us?
Absolutely, you could. This would be, I'm going to say, an engineering or athletics check.
I have a suspicion a wolfy boy will be better at that kind of thing, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think once we get to the other side of the rough terrain, we can try and trigger the rest of it to come down.
Grab a stick and carry it.
Make it even rougher.
So if we come on us, we can do it hastily if need be.
Yeah, because we don't want to do it while we're in it, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you make your way trudging through here. Occasionally, you see flashes of movement between the evergreens off the road. And you make it to the other side. You see wolves here and there breaking through the trees before ducking behind other ones trying to stalk you.
And they are definitely coming from the behind us. They're coming from the rough terrain.
Yes. And also at this point, you can see that they're starting to wheel out and around. I'm going to say if everybody's going to get a chance to make one check here for an athletics or engineering check to find like the right rock to start an avalanche or a landslide. Everybody could try one of those checks, or somebody could try another skill check to give whoever makes the check a significant bonus. It's going to be your call.
I mean,
well, I've got quite a high athletics here. So
how high?
43 standard.
Yeah. Can I use engineering to try and help him with that? Like, I find the place he jabs a stick in?
Yes, absolutely. So it's going to be an engineering check plus 20 to find like that perfect rock that it's like, oh, this will send all the rest of them sailing down. So go ahead and roll that engineering check plus 20.
That'd be 57. So 45.
Awesome.
Beats it. That's good.
Perfect. So that's 4 XP in engineering. Jory, what would you like to do before Scrumpus rolls this check?
I'm not really good at engineering at all.
Give me a pep talk.
Could give him a pep talk. Could try and, you know, track the wolves visually to see when the perfect moment would be. Whatever you would like. Whatever you think Jory might do.
I mean, he's a troubadour.
Yeah.
There's only one thing he's good at.
Keep your eye out and time it for me, I guess. Or you could try and, I mean, if you're looking for a performance thing, you could try and attract the wolves towards you.
You want me to attract the wolves towards me, my good sir? That's a bad idea.
Get them all coming in the same direction. That way, the avalanche is going to get all of them at once.
Well, in which case, fine. Performance it is, then.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be a performance check plus 10. They're already hunting you, so that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, taunt them.
57.
13. Awesome. That is 5 XP in performance. As you see, at the sound that you make, 4 hungry wolves break the tree line and start stalking up towards you. And Scrumpus, are you ready with that athletics check? This is going to be an athletics check, and you're getting, it's going to be athletics plus 30, counting the bonus that you're getting from Mo's check. 4. Oh,
I rolled a 4.
Fantastic. That is fantastic.
I absolutely nailed this one.
The dice are telling a story here for you. So you get 6 XP in athletics. You already got a significant situational bonus from Mo's, you know, spotting of the right rock as the whole hillside starts sliding down and the wolves immediately break off the hunt. You hear yelping and see some of them run. Some of them are not so lucky. And then after a roar and thunder of a whole hillside collapsing, there's quiet again. As you're able to make it into town and into warmth. And Urzek goes to deliver all of his goods. Mo, did you want to try and find someone to pass this off at? Ring off?
Yeah. Gonna try and find someone who looks a bit feckless.
Yeah, you look around for an easy mark. I'm going to say this is going to be a streetwise check or etiquette check, depending on who you want your mark to be. If it's somebody who's like low society who might not be able to recognize the ring, or somebody high society who might not know better, streetwise or etiquette to find your mark.
I think it'd be harder to talk someone high society in, and my charisma isn't great. So I'm going to look for streetwise.
Okay. Yeah, so this is going to be a streetwise check plus 20.
So I'm looking for 51. Oh, nope, that's a 99. That's what that is.
Yeah, so that's still 1 XP in streetwise.
I actually find the town guard.
yeah, so you offer this ring up to essentially a pawnbroker who grabs onto your wrist and says, "Now, dearie, I know you're not trying to pull one over on me with that little bauble, are you?"
Worked at the last pawnbroker's and the one before that, too. Seemed you're more discerning for now.
Yes. Now, unless you want me to get the town guard involved, I think you're going to give me a little bit of a discount on this item. What do you think?
What discount do you want?
I'd say work like that is worth about 20 pend. So I'll take 10. I'll take it for 10.
I'll take it for 10. All right. Yeah, sure, 10 pen. Sounds good to me.
That's a deal.
Didn't cost me a single pen to make it, so I'm fine with that. Nice doing business with you, my fella. Although, actually, hang on. You probably know a few merchants of a more reputable nature in town. I'm here with traveling with some folks who want to do legitimate work and errands. Wouldn't happen to know which way to point them?
Well, people are always looking for work in the factories down south, but I don't know that there's much going on here at the moment. People are mostly battened down for the year.
Fair enough. I'll relay that back to them. Nice business. Appreciate you not calling the guard.
Thank you for your patronage, he says with a little bit of a predatory smile, for having gotten quite a deal on a piece of what is essentially costume jewelry. Yeah, and the rest of you go and see Urzek is going around and exchanging rather valuable handmade goods for piles and piles of food. What would you all like to do?
I would like to find a tavern and perform to get some pen.
All right. I'm going to say, yeah, go ahead. You find a small tavern, cramped little thing, and arrange for a little performance. I'm going to say make a performance check plus 20 for me here.
Yeah, that passes.
All right, go ahead and mark down 4 XP in performance.
One off of 11.
Ah, so close. And Scrumpus, what would you like to do as your little sojourn through the snow has come to an end and Urzek is getting the food that will feed everyone in the abbey for the winter?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to be joining Urzek then in that case. I've got the sled. We're going to be taking that with us to try and load it up with as much food as we can.
All right. Urzek goes and exchanges all of the orders for, instead of money this time, life-saving food. Flour, dried meats, grain, all sorts of things get loaded up on your sleds as you get ready to head back, having honored Bryden's Day and braved the snows. Is there anything anybody else would like to do before we wrap up?
Yeah, pretty good. Just wanted to know how much pen I made to be able to potentially, you know, buy some more.
Yeah, so I'm going to say for that success, you earned I'm going to say 5 penned from people tossing coins onto the little stage that you were performing on, little impromptu stage made out of a couple of benches around the bar.
Eh, more food is more food.
Yes. So your little caravan heads back towards the abbey, back towards warmth, and a little bit of shelter through the winter before you head on through your adventures, your journeys through the Empire of Odeos. For the things that you've done over the course of the adventure, all of you actually have unlocked at least one career. Scrumphus, for working on that sled, you've earned the blacksmith career. So you would have the ability to invest any levels you gain in your character in that career or in your private investigator career. Mo?
Oh, gangster.
Sorry?
I'm a gangster.
Oh, sorry. Gangster, yes. Sorry. Yeah. Gangster, not private investigator. Yeah, so you would be able to invest in that or your gangster career. Mo, you unlocked also the blacksmith career for making your little bauble. If you had not already unlocked the merchant, your deal with Jeremiah would have unlocked the merchant. You got quite a bit of value from him. And Jory, you unlocked two careers. You unlocked the woodworker, carpenter career, making the sled, and you unlocked the minstrel for making a performance in exchange for money. The minstrel is actually in our full game that folks will be able to check out when it launches on Kickstarter.
Hell yeah. Right. Well, if that's the end, we thank you very much for your time, Mike. It's been an absolute pleasure playing this again. Look forward to it actually coming out, and all links to any of the Kickstarter stuff will be in the descriptions of both episodes. Anything you want to say before we shut down for the night?
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me on. I, as always, love playing this game, and it's a treat playing with you guys.
We haven't scared you off still.
No, yet. No, not at all.
Fabulous.
Left dry harder. Well, this has been a Planet Cthulhu playing Crucible of Aether. Again, description in the link below. Link in the description below. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and goodbye.